It is time for Lesson 53 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. As I introduce the program, go ahead and get your Bibles and be turning to the book of Jeremiah. We're studying the prophet Jeremiah, and we're looking at some of the interesting illustrations he used as he was prophesying. So turn to Jeremiah chapter 13, and while you're turning, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and evening worship at 6 p.m. on Sunday, and then Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for May 28, 1922. It's about Jeremiah. And we've introduced Jeremiah in the previous classes, but in this class I want to continue looking at some of the interesting ways that Jeremiah prophesied. And so let's look at how, last time, remember the last class, we talked about the girdle that he bound about his loins, and then he went and hid it under a rock until it became marred. And then when he got it back out, it was worthless because it had been ruined. And that's what God said. That's what you people have been, Israel and Judah. My people, I would have girded you about me, but you are rotten and worthless. Let's see how he describes the jars of wine. This is in Jeremiah 13. 12 through 14. And he's ridiculing the rulers of the people here now. And Jeremiah says this: "Therefore, thou shalt speak unto them this word, thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel. Every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto thee, Do we certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even as the fathers and the sons together, saith Jehovah. I will not pity nor spare nor have compassion that I should not destroy them." So that's how Jeremiah would teach the people, using jars of wine. Here's what he says about the potter's vessel. In the potter's vessel, we're looking at Jeremiah chapter 18. And we're going to read Jeremiah 18, 1 through 12. "The word which came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was making a work on the wheels. And when the vessels he had made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter, he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith Jehovah? Behold, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to break down and to destroy it. If that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if they do that which is evil in my sight, that they obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. But they say it is in vain, for we will walk after our own devices, and we will do every one after the stubbornness of his evil heart. Well, you see how he illustrated that which he was teaching by the potter's vessel. Let me read you this about the broken bottle in the valley of Hinnom. And this is found in Jeremiah chapter 19. Thus saith Jehovah, go and buy a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the elders of the people and of the elders of the priest, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the gate Harsith, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee, and say, hear ye the word of Jehovah, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me. They have estranged this place, and have burnt incense in it, and other gods that they knew not, they and their fathers and the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. And I have built the high places of Baal, to burn their sons in the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies I will give to be food for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city an astonishment, in a hissing, and every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished, and hiss, because of the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the distress wherewith their enemies, and they that seek their life shall distress them. Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shalt say unto them, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury in Tophet, and there shall be no place to bury. Thus will I do unto this place, saith Jehovah, and to the inhabitants thereof, even making this city as Tophet, and the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah, which are defiled, shall be as the place of Tophet, even all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense, unto all the host of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings and other gods. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither Jehovah had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of Jehovah's house and said to all the people, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all its towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have made their necks stiff, that they may not hear my words. Well, that's powerful preaching from Jeremiah. And I think that's enough to show the examples. There's several other examples of his preaching. In fact, Elam says in his notes that while we're studying these lessons on Jeremiah, we ought to read the whole book. And we won't be reading all of it. But I do want to turn attention to the text for this lesson. The text is in Jeremiah chapter 26. And we'll read the first six verses, or the first eight verses, about how Jeremiah was arrested. Here it is, Jeremiah 26 and verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, came this word from Jehovah, saying, thus saith Jehovah, stand in the court of Jehovah's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship at Jehovah's house all the words that I command thee. Speak these words unto them, and diminish not a word. It may be they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I propose to do unto them, because of the evil of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, If you will not hearken unto me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken unto the words of my servants the prophets whom I send unto you, even rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And the priest and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto them, all the people, that the priest and the prophets and all the people lay hold on him, saying, Thou shalt surely die. Here are Elam's notes. The facts recorded in this lesson occurred in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim. God sent Jeremiah to stand in the court of Jehovah's house and to teach all who came of all the cities of Judah to worship. This was a public place, and many people could be reached this way. Jeremiah was not to diminish a word of all Jehovah had commanded him. That which he said was very unpleasant for the people to hear, but he must say it. If the people would hearken unto him and turn from their evil ways, then God would stop the evil which was coming upon them. But if they would not hearken to God, to walk in the law he had set before them, to hear his words which he had spoken through the prophets, then he would destroy the temple of Solomon, as he had destroyed Shiloh, and would make Jerusalem a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. When Jeremiah had spoken all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak, at this time the priests, the prophets, and the people arrested him and said to him, Thou shalt surely die. Their intention was to have him killed. Jeremiah's courage, faithfulness, and his whole character are admirable. He never flinched and never ceased his warnings until he had declared the whole counsel of God. He reminds us of Paul, who at no time shrank from declaring the whole counsel of God, and at no time kept back anything that was profitable to the church, but admonished everyone night and day with tears, and at no time held his life of any account as dear unto himself. You can read how Paul described himself in his own work in doing this. In Acts chapter 20, verses 18 through 38, his one purpose, as was the purpose of Jeremiah, was to save the people. Why did the priests and prophets and people threaten Jeremiah's life and seek to kill him when he too was a prophet and sought the salvation of the people? Did not all the other prophets and did not the priests, the spiritual guides of the people, seek the same? As we are told, they were not all seeking the same end and going to the same place. The following declarations and many similar ones in the book of Jeremiah show why the prophets, priests, and people sought Jeremiah's life. A wonderful and horrible thing has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, that is, at their hands, says in the margin. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? That's Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. We're going to continue this, but we've got to admire Jeremiah for speaking so forcefully and plainly to the people, even though they would have had his life. But it's time for us to go, and so the old schoolmaster would say... You may now be dismissed.